leaders take the helm in Sri Lanka. U.S. Christians are exploring why life matters this weekend. And there's finally a voice for kids in China. We've got details next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. To say this month has been momentous for Sri Lanka is kind of an understatement. First, there's been a huge upset in the presidential elections that could bring about more religious freedom for minorities. But Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada wonders,
will this new government, new leader be able to change that and pacify somehow these Buddhist nationals who are making a very strong case and they are gaining momentum that Sri Lanka is a Buddhist country?
See, nationalism is behind much of the country's violent history. Pope Francis is there this week, encouraging reconciliation and forgiveness after 25 years of civil war. But will things improve for Christians as a result of his message?
Will the Pope's visit change that? That's unlikely. I mean, the gospel always runs afoul when you continue to go forward and try to, you know, advance the kingdom of God.
So it could be a challenging year for Christians.
Pray that the Lord would continue to raise up other church planters, the ones that are already doing the work, that they would stand strong and they wouldn't be intimidated by those that are trying to stop the spread of the gospel in Sri Lanka.
Next, International Christian Concern reports that for the fourth time in 45 days, a church in India has been attacked. ICC cites a Matters India story in which the church was set on fire twice and another time people threw stones through the windows. The last time, three people vandalized a stained glass window and other property. Church leaders say the police didn't believe the first few incidents were actually crimes, but rather accidents. These incidents have been on the rise over the last couple of months. Pray that persecuted churches and Christians would continue looking to God. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is coming up this weekend. Tom Lothamer, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says the way we value or don't value life is more than just opinion.
It says everything about how we treat people, how we treat other brothers and sisters in Christ, how we treat even what we would call non-Christians.
Churches throughout the U.S. are gathering this Sunday to celebrate God's gift of life.
Every one of us are made in God's image. And because we're made in His image, all life is valuable. Whether we're talking about the handicapped, the elderly, the baby in the womb.
Sanctity of Human Life Sunday happens once a year, but using Life Matters resources, you can discuss the sanctity of life issues with your church anytime.
God has said that we need to respect life. We need to respect human beings and pray for them.
We'll connect you with Life Matters at missionnews.org. In other news, sometimes children are overlooked when it comes to church. They don't get to learn about Jesus with the rest of the congregation. Terry Ritchie of Keys for Kids Ministry says that's why they were asked for help from a ministry in China.
A lot of the in-house churches they have in China, when it comes time for church, someone just takes the kids off and just entertains them, you know, or tries to keep them quiet while church is going on. This ministry has decided it's time to start training Sunday school teachers.
Keys for Kids is sharing devotional material to be accessed on a phone app in China. It'll help churches provide life-giving material for kids. So why do resources for children matter so much?
Even as a little kid, children can tell other kids about Christ. I've seen it happen. I've seen whole entire families come to the Lord through the eyes of a child, through the words of a child. And that's what's so amazing about all of this.
Pray that many children would get to know God through these devotionals. And sometimes it takes a little help to share the truth. E3 Partners wants to tell an unreached people group in India about the gospel. See, they found that out of the 200 million people living there, less than 0.1% have heard about Jesus. E3 partners with international churches and other ministries to help make a difference and hope to share the story of Jesus with more people in India. And they want you to come. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you or your family. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.